This is the Travel Writer Show on...
Hello and welcome to Travel Writers Radio on Melbourne's J Air 88 FM. I'm your host, Graham Kemlow, and tonight my co-host is Rita Ehrlich. Hi, Rita.
Hello, Graham. Hi, listeners.
Great to have you there, Rita. A special thank you to all of you tonight for joining us on what is a special occasion. So if we sound like we've got a spring in our step, it's because this is our 300th radio show here on J Air 88 FM. It's not something that happens every day. It's taken us more than 7 years to achieve that goal. And obviously the pandemic has slowed us down a little bit. But we can honestly say on behalf of myself and the team that we've enjoyed every moment of bringing you our weekly show covering food, wine, lifestyle and travel.
This is Robert Bonchek, JAIR Station Manager. On behalf of the management team and presenters here at JAIR, we want to congratulate Graham Kemlow and his travel writers on presenting their 300th show on this station this week. We appreciate their commitment over the past 7 years, and we know that their stories about lifestyle and travel are popular with our listeners. 300 shows is a great milestone in radio, so thank you, Graham, and congratulations.
We have met hundreds of the great people who provide the experiences you enjoy on vacation here and abroad, or on businesses in our cities around Australia. A quick look at our SoundCloud site, that's soundcloud.com/travelwritersradio, is ample evidence of our efforts to both inform and entertain. We've interviewed almost everyone in a restaurant, from the owner-restaurateur to the exec chef, sous chef, pastry chefs, sommelier, maitre d', providors, fishermen, butchers, growers, even customers. And we've talked to winemakers, viticulturalists, distillers, brewers, and even drinkers. We've found the hospitality industry and the business events sector to be filled with people with a passion for service and a resilience in the face of tough times. So in marking our milestone this week, we want to thank all of our interview subjects for taking the time to tell their stories.
Hi, this is Chris Henning with Travel Past 50, and I'm just checking in to congratulate Graham and the whole team from Travel Writers Radio, because this week marks the 300th show on FM. Good work, and thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Ho'olila ho'omanao. Ho'omaikaikako. Congratulations, Travel Writers Radio, from Michelle Winner, on your 300th radio program. Iikau ho'ike kekio ekolo haneli. Here's to 300 more. We're so proud of you. Aloha.
Well, great to have that support from a couple of our reporters, Kristen Henning in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Michelle Winner, who's a senior correspondent for us. She's on the west coast of the USA. The truth is that we love radio and the way it enables you, the listener, to be doing just about anything at all, and still listen to our show, to hear the actual words of our guests and to employ the power of imagination to then create the pictures in your mind of the destinations, the meals, the fine wines or the crystal clear gin that we talk about. Of course, all of this is only possible through the continued efforts of our team at Pallet, professional travel writers and broadcasters. And personally, I want to thank each and every one of them for their dedication to seek out and bring to life the interesting stories we feature each week. I want to thank Rita for being my co-host for a considerable period, the last 18 months at least. Anyway, I think that's enough backslapping, Rita. Let's get on with the show. What's coming up this week?
What's coming up this week? Firstly, I want to thank you. It's been a pleasure. And tonight, Caroline Jasinski speaks with the GAN's Bruce Smith about his life keeping our cross-country trains on the tracks over the last 25 years.
Rita Ehrlich speaks with Annabeth Ausbach, who's written a book about the difficult life she and her brother, the food and wine expert Anders Ausbach, had and the lessons to be learned about mental health. Bridget Leslie talks to London-based food blogger Amit Sangeka about India's Festival of Light, Diwali. And I enjoy my chat with Australia's astronomer at large and find out just exactly what his job entails and why the popularity of astronomy has blossomed during COVID. That's all coming up on Travel Writers Radio here on JAIR 88 FM in Melbourne.